This is your space podcast for July 28th, 2009. My name is Jeff, and I'm here to answer another question from one of our viewers. One of the latest questions was, why can't we blow up an asteroid that's headed towards the Earth? And basically what it comes down to is it's more dangerous. And what I mean by that is it's actually more dangerous for us to blow up a comet or an asteroid headed towards us at 50,000 miles an hour than it would be to just let the whole thing hit us in one big giant chunk. Tens of thousands of pieces or hundreds of thousands of pieces hitting us, it would cause too much damage, there would be too much heat, tsunamis, fires, heating up the atmosphere. It would just be a bad day for everybody on the planet. The alternative would be to just let the solid mass hit us and deal with it from there. It wouldn't be quite as catastrophic, but it would still be a bad day. The best alternative that I've read, that I've studied a little bit on, would be to take a rocket of about 100 tons worth of payload, launching it into space as early as possible after learning about this killer asteroid, and having the 100 tons or so of payload sidling up next to the asteroid. If you remember from science class, all mass is gravity. So 100 tons of mass will have some gravity. It's not much, but it might be enough if you have enough time. So the more time ahead of schedule that you learn about this asteroid, the better off we are. Years would be better than months. So you send up the rocket, you send up the mass next to the asteroid, and over the course of hopefully a few months or years, it will gently nudge that asteroid or that comet out of the line of the Earth's path. If given enough time, it might miss by a couple hundred miles, or it could miss by a few thousand miles. It just depends. And obviously, this would be a better outcome than having a large rock hit us in different forms. So, hopefully this answered your question, and I will have more. So keep your ears tuned. Thank you for listening.